In Olympia speak, they call it the Levee Cliff, but it's not a cliff at all. It's complicated, but what it boils down to is that school districts were given the authority a few years ago to seek increased revenue from voters at levels above the normal maximum, and state assistance was also temporarily beefed up. That authority ends a year from now, but the assumption when the revenue lid was raised 4 years ago was that by now, the state would be sending enough additional resources to schools as to make the higher levies unnecessary. But as House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan explains,
we're still grappling with that. At the same time, school districts right now are trying to put together their budgets. And what they see is that money going away. And until they can be assured from the state legislature that they'll be at least kept whole, if not getting additional state dollars, which they should, it's very difficult for them to budget. And we're seeing some panic in districts.
Sullivan, a Democrat from Covington, says the bill that got a hearing Wednesday in the House Appropriations Committee should ease that panic.
This levy cliff bill just says that for 1 year we'll delay the levy cliff, and by the end of this session we'll pass legislation so that those funds won't be needed, that districts will actually get additional money from the state.
Sullivan expects the levy cliff bill to be voted out of committee on Thursday, and it could be voted on by the full House within a few days. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.